Judging the Land. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. The 2015 state land judging competitions are over for 4-H and FFA, with the top two teams in each group going to compete in Oklahoma for national honors.
This is amazing. Didn't think we would make it, and we got first place, and it surprised all of us, and definitely surprised me that I got high individual. Yesterday, I couldn't get my slopes right for nothing, and then today I get high individual. This is crazy. Still can't hardly believe it. It's just it's something to talk about forever.
Connor Jones is a junior at Oakland High School and was high individual out of all the FFA competitors. He says while he wouldn't have bet on it, land judging has become a favorite of his.
It's not really the first thing I would have thought of 2 or 3 years ago, but some reason I got into it last year. After I started doing it, I realized it kind of went with what I do, so I helped my grandfather excavate.
And there are four pits to judge at each competition, and teams of four individually judge each hole for its ability to grow crops or have a house built on it. And it teaches more than just about dirt, senior Morgan Cardiff says.
You have to study a lot for this, and so that teaches me to study and teaches me that I need to work hard for what I want. I'm going to be studying nonstop, definitely. Spend all the time I can in the soil.
Morgan was high individual on the 4-H side of the competition from Rutherford County, and her team also placed first. She says it was a dream to hear their names called out.
It was very exciting. I was very, very shocked because when we went around to the certain pits and they were talking about it, I didn't know. So I was really shocked and excited.
The other two teams going to nationals are second place in the FFA CDE, Clinton, and second in 4-H, Wilson County. Wishing the best of luck to all of Tennessee's teams as they prepare to go to Oklahoma for the national land judging event next spring. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.